Dr. Jeffers, how are you?
I'm fine.
Now, you're somewhere else in the country, aren't you?
Actually, I'm in Detroit.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess I'm misinformed. I thought you were basking in the glow of a warmer climate than where we are now.
No, in Detroit. I'm in my office this morning.
Well, thanks for coming on the program. There has been a controversy with something that is called a dental amalgam. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's correct.
And when I went and Googled this, and I went to Wikipedia, and there was even a plea from the Wikipedia founder, Jimmy Wales, about these dental amalgams, that they can be dangerous. And I guess this has been an ongoing controversy since at least 2006 and probably before that. I've seen some studies that date back to 1993. Tell us what you know about this. Is it as serious as we hear?
Well, basically, a dental amalgam is a silver filling, a silver-colored filling that you use as a restorative material. And there are only three different types of restorative materials that you can use in the mouth for cavities. One of these is a gold filling. Another is the amalgam or silver fillings. And then there are the white or tooth-colored fillings, which are composite resins. And over the years, amalgam or the silver fillings have been shown to fulfill the test of time. There are certain indications when the dentist is doing procedures where amalgam would be the only drug of choice for filling certain cavities, especially the cavities that are at the biting surfaces of the back teeth, restorations that may extend down below the level of the gum line, and so on. Amalgam has been investigated by the FDA, by the World Health Organization, by the National Institutes of Health over the years, and they have found it to be perfectly safe in all respects.
Well, it makes me a little nervous because I've got two of those in my mouth, Dr. Jeffers.
I have many of those. You know, I grew up in the days before we had fluoride in the water, and therefore, in those days, people got a lot more cavities than they get now. And so, I have a whole mouthful of these.
Well, I guess the conflicting views over the use of these amalgam fillings is that because the filling material contains an element of mercury. Mercury and human bodies don't mix.
That's correct. The mercury in a dental amalgam or restoration combines with other materials. They actually contain silver, copper, tin, and the mercury is in there because mercury is a liquid metal or a liquid element, and it enables these particles of other metals to be combined and to be flowable so that it can be put into a cavity and then carved to the proper dimensions to resemble the way the tooth was before the dentist got in there with the drill and made a cavity preparation. And if you did not have something that was flowable like that, it would be impossible to restore the tooth.
What?
Now, you might look at it in the same way. There are a number of other elements or chemical elements. Consider sodium and chlorine. These are both hazardous themselves in their pure state. But when they're combined, you get table salt, ordinary table salt. And this is certainly not a banned substance because it has chloride or sodium in it, which in themselves would be harmful to an individual. So it's much the same thing with mercury. Once you combine it with these other elements, it becomes bound, and then it becomes safe.
Well, there's a potential, and I'm playing devil's advocate, but there is a potential that this can cause chronic illness and autoimmune disorders, as well as other diseases, birth defects, and oral lesions. And even in some cases, mental disorders, there have been some cases found in this But the study, I think, that you're referring to states that there isn't a cause for grave concern about this.
That's correct, and it's not one single study. It's hundreds of studies. There's not been one study yet that has been able to show or prove that amalgams are not safe.
These amalgams, is modern dentistry leading us away from that to use other things?
There are other materials. As I said, the white-colored or tooth-colored composite resins have been used to a larger extent these days. However, they are much more technique-sensitive. They have to be done in a perfectly dry environment. And when you're working on small children and a certain mentally or physically handicapped individuals who are unable to sit still, it makes it very difficult to maintain a dry environment that would be suitable for those composite resin restorations. And in that case, the only other suitable remedy would be an amalgam restoration, which does not require the same degree of dryness in order to have a successful outcome.
If someone had a concern, could they have these amalgams taken out and replaced?
Yes, and that is something that is typically discussed between the patient and the dentist. I believe that if a dentist and a patient had this discussion and it were of great concern to the patient, the dentist would be willing to replace these restorations.
Dr. Gary Jeffers is the president of the Michigan Dental Association. Before we let you go, Dr. Jeffers, anything else new and newsy going on with the Michigan Dental Association?
Oh, I don't really believe so these days. There's bound to be more things coming up. The one thing that did occur in this lame duck session of the legislature just yesterday or the day before was the legislature passed a bill. I don't recall the number of the bill right now, but it enables the Board of Dentistry to have authority and take action against individuals who are practicing dentistry without a license. And one example of that is the denturists, who are non-trained individuals who are making dentures for patients, and they've not been trained as a dentist, and this in itself is an unsafe practice. Another example would be individuals who are not dentists who are advocating and placing tooth whitening substances. You see these going on in malls and so on.
So what you're saying is that what you believe, unless you are a trained dentist, you shouldn't be able to whiten teeth or make dentures?
You should not be putting these devices into patients' mouths because you have not been able to actually diagnose the problem. Perhaps you'd be using these materials in individuals who did not really require them. There's a lot of different remedies on the market. Some of them have contain bleach beyond the safe limits for patients to be able to use in a home environment, or individuals who are not trained to use these things can actually cause harm to the teeth and to the gum tissues.
Well, you know, Dr. Jeffers, it would be logical to think that people use these other businesses rather than dentists because there's a cost savings there.
There is a cost savings, yes, but when you're weighing the benefits and the risks and so on, that's the same thing we're talking about with amalgam and mercury. There's a risk and a benefit, and you have to weigh the two together, and just trying to save money is not always the best way to approach things.
Enjoy the conversation, Dr. Jeffers. Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Tony.